This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, Baylor Cresilius checks in for Mountain Home to start this second quarter as he comes in for Matt Jones. And I believe Marion brought in a sub as well. Actually, a few subs. It will be Mountain Home's ball to start this second quarter as they trail Marion 19-2. Gilbert takes an inbound pass, gives it to Benton. Over to Bashirs on the left side. Bashirs throws it to Benton on the left side near the corner. Now he's going to dribble toward the elbow, gives it to Cresilius, and he's going to be fouled. Push off against Tristan Heyman. That is Heyman's first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Patriots. 7:43, let's play in the first half. Mountain Home inbound on the baseline, trailing by 17. Inbound pass goes to Wyatt Gilbert. He immediately puts up the three in the left corner, misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Timothy Scott, who checked in between quarters. Here is Reeves with it, throws it up top to Darius Waterford, who also checked in between quarters. Waterford is 6'3", sophomore. Ball goes over on the right side to Danny Perry, who also checked in. Now Reeves has it. He's going to pull up for a jumper on the left side, right side of the lane. Good. Dietrich Reeves with his first 2 points of the night, 21-2. Marion leading it. A little over 7 minutes left to play in the half. Gilbert across the timeline. His pass to Benton knocked away, but almost, Waterford almost had the steal, but he was a little too close to the sideline. It goes out of bounds, and Mount Tom will keep possession with 6:59 left to play in the half. Matt Jones going to check back in, replacing Baylor Cresilius. 21-2, Patriots on top. Benton looking to inbound, it gets into Peters. Now he'll throw it to Benton. Benton dribbles to the left wing. Benton's going to dribble down, gives it down to Jones in the paint. Now kicks out to Peters on the right side. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is tipped around and finally controlled by Scott. And back come the Patriots. Waterford into the front court. Throws over to Reeves on the left side. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is Reeves. Down to Heyman. Heyman's going to put up the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Bashirs. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert throws over to Jones on the right wing. Up top to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the left. He's going to try for another three. This one will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Reeves. He's quickly back the other way. Throwing it to Timothy Scott. Going in for the layup. Good. And now Mountain Home's going to take another timeout. So we'll break with 6:05. Let's play in the first half. Marion leading Mountain Home 23-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, the struggles continue for Mountain Home as they trail Marion 23-2 with a little over 6 minutes left to play in the first half. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Peters on the left side, up top to Bashirs. Bashirs thought about three. Now he kicks out to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles up near the top. Ben Pinson checked in during the timeout, by the way. Ball goes over to Bashirs in the right corner. His jumper, good. So that breaks the long scoring drought for Mountain Home. 23-4, Marion leading it. Back the other way, pulling up for the three-pointer on the right side was Darius Waterford. Good. His first 3 points of the night, 26-4. Marion Leon with 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Gilbert with the ball on the left side gives it to Peters in the corner. Now down to Jones on the low block. He's going into the lane, going pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Scott. And back come the Patriots. Ball goes over to Waterford on the right side. Now up top to Reeves. Over on the left side to DeCorio Smith, who checked in between during the timeout. Now down to Heyman in the left corner. Up top now to Reeves. Over to Waterford on the right side. Back up top to Reeves. Less than 5 minutes left to play of the half. A 22-point lead for Marion. Well, right now, Reeves just dribbling. Now throws over on the left side to Smith. Now ball goes around the right side to Waterford. Over to Scott. Now to Heyman on the low block. He's going in for the layup. He's going to be fouled going up. A two-shot opportunity coming up for Tristan Heyman with 4:29 left to play in the half. Bennett Pinson checked in. Bennett Pinson picked up his first personal foul. Team foul number six against Mountain Home. So Tristan Heyman at the free throw line. We're so far he's 4-4 with 6 points. First shot rolls around and goes in. Brandon Morris checking in and for Mount's home, and so is Talon Benton as Bennett Pinson and Wyatt Gilbert will take a seat. Keyshawn Woods and trying to see who else. So Makai Boyce checked in for Marion, and now Tristan Heyman is going to take a seat after hitting both free throws. He'll be replaced by Timothy Caesar. 28-4, Mountain Home trailing Marion. Less than 4.5 minutes left of the first half. Benton dribbles to the left wing. Now kicks up top to Jones. Jones is going to put up the three-pointer. May have been partially blocked. Nope, Marion never touched it. So it goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Marion basketball with 4:15 left. I thought they might have gotten a hand on that, but I guess not. Ball goes in the front court with Woods on the right side. Now up top to Boyce. Back over to Woods. Skip pass to Scott in the left corner. Now to Boyce. Now Woods has it. He dribbles towards the lane. Now kicks out to Caesar on the elbow. Now over to Boyce on the left elbow. He puts up the jumper off the glass and in. Makai Boyce with his first 2 points of the evening. 30-4, Marion leading it. 3:38 left of the first half. Benton with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Jones. Over to Peters on the right side. He'll take the screen from Jones. Dribble into the lane. Now kicks out to Bashirs in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Jones. He puts it back up. He cannot get it to go. It was a little too strong. And the rebound's controlled by Marion. Here's Woods back the other way. He's going to dribble down into the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. But Caesar was right there for the two-handed slam. Timothy Caesar with 6 points. A little over 3 minutes left to play. 32-4, Marion leading it. Here is Benton with it on the left wing. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Misses everything. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Marion's basketball with 2:55 left in the half. Wyatt Gilbert's going to check back in from Mountain Home, replacing Matt Jones. I'm sorry. Looks like it's Baylor Crusades is going to come back in, too. As Hunter Bashirs takes a seat. Here's Woods with over on the left wing. Now up top to Boyce. His pass to Smith. Smith mishandles it, and Matt Holmes will be able to come up with the steal. Marion's second turnover of the evening. Here is Gilbert with it on the left corner. Throws it up to Cresilius on the wing. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to give it up top to Morris. Morris is going to try for the long three-pointer. Good! Brandon Morris with his first 3 points of the night. 32-7, Marion leading it. 2:20 left of the half. Here is Boyce with on the right, throwing it to Scott on the right side. Now Caesar at the elbow. Woods has in the lane. He's going up for the layup. Good. Keyshawn Woods now in double figures with 11 points. 34-7, Marion leading it. 2:02 left to play in the half. Here's Gilbert with it in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points of the evening. 34-9, Marion leading it. 1:50 left of the half. Woods has up top. Drills towards the free throw line. Now is going to kick it out to Scott on the right wing. Down to Caesar in the corner. And now he'll throw it to Boyce, who's fouled from behind. Talon Benton picks up his first personal foul. That is the 7th team foul against the Bombers. So a 1-1 coming up for Marion. Dietrich Reeves coming back in for Marion, replacing Timothy Scott. So it will be Makai Boyce at the free throw line for the first time tonight with a 1-1 with 1:39 left in the half. First free throw is up and good, so he does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Boyce. Second shot is up. No good. Gets 1 of 2. And the rebound's controlled by Morris. And back comes Mountain Home. 35-9. Patriots leading it. Minute and a half left of the first half. Ben throws up top to Cresilius. Has the ball knocked away but gets it back. Now Cresilius is going down into lane. Going up for the layup. It will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Boyce. He almost has the ball. He finally does have the ball knocked away from behind. Now Ben comes up with the steal. He's going up for the other way for the layup. And he's going to draw contact as well. Talon Ben will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That was Marion's third turnover of the night. And that foul's on Keyshawn Woods, his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Patriots. 1:13 left as Ben will try to hit the free throw, and he gets it. He now has 5 points. 35-12, Marion leading Mountain Home. 1:13 left to play in the first half. Inbound pass will be, well, actually it gets rolled a little bit, and the clock doesn't start until someone touches it, and finally Boyce does in the front court. And he has the ball just about knocked away from him again. Now he'll kick it up top to Woods. 1 minute left to play in the half. Marion looks like he's going to try to hold for the last shot of the half. Now ball goes up top to Reeves. If there is a stoppage of play before the end of the half, Dawson Tabor will check in. Now Woods has it. Woods is going into the lane, going up for the reverse layup. No good. Rebounds knocked around, last touched by Mountain Home, and it will be Marion keeping possession with 36.8 seconds left of the half. Dawson Tabor is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Baylor Cresilius. Tabor, a 6'3 sophomore. It will be Boyce inbounding it to Caesar. Now back gives it back to Boyce. 30 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Woods now. Now he'll give it to Reeves. 20 seconds left. 15 seconds. Reeves just dribbling near the half-court stripe. Now he'll give it to Boyce. He has it between the circles. 10 seconds. We're going to start making a move before too long. 5 seconds left. Boyce still with it up top. He's going to take the screen. Now kick it out to Woods on the right wing for the three-pointer. Will not go. And we've reached the end of the first half. Two quarters are in the books. Our score at the break. Marion leading Mountain Home 35-12. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now, where you can literally get great deals on certified pre-owned Hondas?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible, but there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2018 best value brand. Seriously.
Visit HondaCertified.com to find the Honda that's right for you. With 1.49% APR for well-qualified buyers on select models.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at...